Today we're talking about the five things that happen once an INFJ finally dares to be seen. Everybody has that fear to some extent, but it seems like we INFJs have it on steroids. And the reason for this is quite simple. If we INFJs are being ourselves completely, we're going to stick out. We are different, we're only 1% of the population, and so therefore, if we are being completely authentic, of course there's going to be a reaction. Of course we're going to have positive and negative feedback. And another person might not experience it to such an extent because they are going to blend in way more. But the truth is, once we as INFJs dare to be seen, once we face all of our fears, we're going to have such a transformation internally that we're not even going to care about what's going on the outside. And that is exactly the ingredient we need in order to finally move forward in our life. So today we're going to talk about the five things that happen once an INFJ finally dares to be seen. Before we get started, I want to remind you, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life formula. And if you want to take it to the next level and tap into your INFJ Epic Life starting today, then get the INFJ Epic Life audio guide. Everything you need to know in order to get started right away, you can find in the links in the description. The first thing that happens once an INFJ finally dares to be seen is the INFJ finally faces their biggest fears of abandonment and of judgment. And that's going to happen no matter what. Because the one thing we have to understand is the following. We're only going to feel rejection, we're only going to feel judgment, we're only going to feel negative emotions if people have a reaction towards that we agree with on some level. A typical example I like to give is, you know, if somebody would say to me, why are you brunette? Why are you not blonde? Or if somebody says, why don't you live in this country? Like, you know, what are you doing? If it is something that I don't have a judgment about at all, like I don't think, you know, being blonde is better than being brunette, I don't have a reaction towards that. If somebody tells me, oh, you have these beliefs or you have that nationality and I don't have a problem with that, I'm not going to care. And even more so, I'm not going to think about what that person thinks in that instance. We feel the judgment, we feel the abandonment, we feel the rejection when there's part of us that believes that as well. And that doesn't mean that we believe it on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, we've been taught, we've been conditioned, we have even conditioned ourselves to feel like we are inadequate. So if you feel like if you express yourself, people are going to see you and are going to say you're weird, then it's because deep down we believe that we are weird. So what is the result of that? Well, we actually confront ourselves with those fears. We can't hide from them anymore. Yes, it's a projection. Yes, we will focus on those people who do have the same opinion as us, which is, for example, I am weird. We look at people saying you're weird. We look at people abandoning us because we're different. Like all of those fears, all of those things that we sort of try to suppress, we can't do that anymore. And that is a key step in the entire process. Because in order to actually overcome something, in order to, you know, deal and heal all of those things going on within us, we have to first feel them. There's no way around it. And yes, it sucks. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but you're not going to die through it. You actually are going to get out of it. You're going to walk through it. And you're going to get out on the other side without all of this baggage. And yes, there might be some ways to get through it or overcome it through mindset work, but as INFJs, we have probably tried so much of that already. We're doing so much of, you know, personal growth exercises and, you know, looking into ways of understanding ourselves better. But the thing that is going to have the biggest impact on us is confrontation, is taking steps. So the moment you go out and you allow to be seen and you allow people to have a judgment on you, because of course you're going to fall short, everything you start doing is going to suck. It's not a question of if, but like how much it's going to suck. When we still have this thought in the back of our minds of, you know, if I don't dare to be seen, I can still live with the illusion that maybe I'm special, that maybe I'm worthwhile. But the moment I put myself out there, I'm going to have the feedback. And if that feedback is less than what I would like it to be, then I'm going to feel worthless, because then I'm going to have the proof that there's nothing special about me. And that is a necessary step, because I can guarantee you one thing, there's no way you're going to put yourself out there and you're going to get the feedback, oh, you're something special. What you have to say is great, because you're not going to be able to get all of your ideas, all of your thoughts packaged in such a way that people are going to be able to understand it. On top of it, whatever you have to give to the world, to life, is not meant for everybody to be understood. So what happens through that is you actually get to a place where you say, I want to express myself because I want to overcome those fears. I want to get to a place where I don't feel that external judgment. And I also am not looking for external praise. I'm actually getting to a place where I know, okay, I'm worthy no matter what I say, no matter what I do. And I've gotten to this place because I've confronted all of those fears of judgment, abandonment, and I've gone through them. Now, I don't have anything to fear anymore. And the best way to get to that place is to really go through it. So this is the first thing that happens once an INFJ dares to be seen. You're going to go through that. You're going to feel the rejection. You're going to feel the judgment. You're going to feel the abandonment, and you will deal with it. You will get through it. It's a hard thing, but how I like to say, we INFJs can do hard things. And that leads us to step number two. You work through it. So this is not something that happens overnight, but you really change your entire approach about it. Before you dare to be seen, one of the motivations to being seen, or that is keeping us from being seen, is the thought of what is going to be the external reaction. And what is going to be the result of that? Am I going to get the feedback that I want? Am I going to get the recognition? But when you work through those emotions, you're not going to feel that recognition from the outside. Why not? Let's think about it. You get to a place where you recognize, if I focus on the negative things going on around me, what people think about me, it will not make me feel good. So I have two choices. Either I continue focusing on the external noise, and it might be positive, it might be negative, but then it's really outside of my control. And if you dare to be seen, you are naturally going to focus on the negative things. You don't want to feel like this anymore. That's how you work through it. You stop looking to the outside for what people think about you. You actually work through that by saying, I'm going to start doing things that make me proud of myself. I start doing things that make me be excited about who I'm becoming, that make me look at my life and say, oh, what a cool person. Like, that person is really doing everything they want. That's what working through means. Changing your perspective from what everybody else is thinking about you back to, what am I thinking about myself? What am I thinking about the steps that I'm taking? And if I don't like what I'm doing, I'm going to change it. And once you really start focusing on the external noise, you will see how much of those things that you might have been ashamed of are actually part of what makes you so great and what you like about yourself. And at the same time, you'll recognize that there are things you want to do in order to make yourself proud of yourself, independent of what other people might think about it. You want to do this so you feel good about yourself, so you know you're tapping into your potential. You're getting everything out of your life. That's what working through means. And that's what happens once an INFJ finally dares to be seen, confronts themselves with all of those, you know, scary emotions, works through them, starts focusing on what makes me proud of who I am, what steps I need to take in the future, and, you know, take back the control of how we feel about ourselves. The third thing that happens once an INFJ finally dares to be seen is that the INFJ recognizes that it was all in our head. That doesn't mean that you hadn't had people around you who think you're weird or who rejected you for you being yourself, but you recognize that this is the reason why you hung out with them. We subconsciously surround ourselves with people who have a similar worldview like us. To some extent, it matches. Yes, there might be some conflicts, but to some level, you know, we play off each other. And so if you subconsciously believe that you can't be yourself because that is unacceptable, you're going to surround yourself with people who believe the same thing, who wouldn't accept you for you being yourself. Some people will stay in your life, and it doesn't even mean that the relationship won't get better, but it will definitely change. There will be a shift in the dynamic because you are going to show up as a different person, and therefore you're going to connect with them in a different way. It's only after having worked through all of those emotions and, you know, the fear of abandonment and the fear of rejection and judgment and all of those things that you recognize that this has always been something that held you back and that it actually has nothing to do with your life. It doesn't have to be like this. It was all in your head. It's not reality, it's a perspective, and we can change that perspective. And once you've gotten to this place of, you know, looking at the situation differently, you're never going to get back because now you're at a point where it just feels better. So why go back to something that felt worse and that made you feel like you had no other choice? You lived in this self-inflicted prison and now you don't anymore. You see that others are living in this prison that you used to, but it's not something that you connect with. It's really a different dimension. And it gives you the perspective of, if I'm able to create such a shift in my mindset, what else am I able to do? What kind of internal blocks am I still carrying with me that I'm completely unaware of that are keeping me from taking the next step towards my INFJ epic life? The next thing that happens once an INFJ finally dares to be seen is that we become more and more our true selves. Because now we are not blinded by all of those fears, by all of those external things going on, but we can, maybe for the first time ever in our adult life, finally hear ourselves, finally understand what makes us tick, what makes us excited about life, what makes us feel more energetic and more abundant. We now have the capacity for that because that noise has just dropped down, right? It doesn't mean that all of those hints weren't there before, but we just couldn't hear them. There was just too much external stuff going on, fears, you know, things that we projected on the outside. And the more you dare to really confront yourself with who you are, the more it becomes evident of course I should take that step because that is what makes me feel good, not the thing I've been doing for the last 5 years. Before, we might have not even understood that there was a difference in energy there because, you know, how can you feel a difference between energy that's over here and an energy over there when overall there's this noise all over that mutes this energy and this energy and you can't even tell the difference between it? And the last thing that happens, and this is the most beautiful thing about it all, you will feel more connected than you ever had before. Think about it. How often you as an INFJ have understood somebody, you know, seemingly completely. You've been there for them. You've tapped into their energy. You've understood what they've gone through. You've really connected with who they are, and you still felt misunderstood. You still felt like you were an outsider in life, and not just in a way of, oh, nobody wants to, you know, be my friend, but in a way of, I'm not understanding life how others are. I'm not experiencing the ease of life. But if you, through that entire process, learn more about who you are, and you become more of who you are, and you continue to do things that make you excited about being you, for the first time seemingly since, you know, you're an adult, you get to show up as yourself and say, if anybody around me wants to connect with me, then only while I'm being myself. And that is the necessary ingredient in order to feel connected. Not by, you know, becoming this chameleon and understanding somebody else completely. That's how they feel connected. But in order for you to feel connected, you have to really show up as yourself and allow others to accept that version of you. But if we don't dare to be seen because we believe that there's a part of us that is unlovable, we're never going to get to a place where people can see this aspect of us and say, this is a beautiful aspect of yours. I see you. I connect with you. People might say that. People might, you know, believe that. But if you're not really showing up as who you truly are, you know that people like you for something that you're not, right? And it's on us to say, I'd rather be disliked for who I am than to be liked for who I'm not. And that is the vital aspect that will turn this into the transformation of your life. You've got everything you need to make that happen. Remember, if you want some more help, how to get the entire process started, check out the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life Formula. And if you want to take it to the next level, then get the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.